Unit 38, that's a 10-1, the TAP 36. Copy, it's 1-4, show us on route, ETA 2 minutes.
Welcome to Running Code, the podcast where you, the viewer and the listener, get to know a little bit more about us, the men and women of the Newport News, Virginia Police Department. And I am here with my illustrious co-host, Melissa Morgan. Yeah,
illustrious.
Melissa. That's what I'm talking
that's
about.
That's a million-dollar
hey,
word.
Hey, I have to give credit where credit is due, my friend.
I'll take it.
All right, we got somebody very interesting today.
We do. We have one of our South officers with us today. You want to let everybody know who you are?
Yes, I am Officer Asia Handy. I work South 1B. Shout out to them because they're my peoples. Love my supervisors. Love my I just love my platoon.
Right.
They're the best to me.
That's awesome. Now, you are not from Virginia.
I am not from Virginia.
Clearly. You are proudly from where?
Philadelphia, born and raised.
Right. Mm. And we noticed, Melissa, that she is wearing her...
I mean, she got a little something on today.
I had to come and represent.
Her Eagles shirt, as I am wearing my...
Bill shirt. I see.
All the respect in the world to your team.
That's all right. I am sandwiched by...
That's right.
Just and unhappiness.
Pittsburgh fan you are.
Yes, I am.
But see, it's okay, though, because, you know, some people grow up in two household divided. So, you know, back then, it was the Steagles.
The Steagles?
Yeah, that's a real thing. Look it up. Back
the
then,
seriously,
back then it was literally called the Steagles. It was the Eagles and Steelers. They was combined into one team, and then like later on in the years they separated.
Oh,
you know that?
No,
you a Steelers fan?
Listen,
you ain't know that?
Listen, mic check. Had no idea.
Handy came to educate us.
Educate. Listen.
All right.
You learn something new every day.
Yeah.
Mm. So tell us about yourself. You're born in Philly, raised in Philly.
Yeah, I was born in Philadelphia. My neighborhood was fairly good. The people were all right. I pretty much stayed to myself when I was younger, but then as I got older, I just branched off and met people. Then I moved down here summer of 2023. I had a best friend who was here at the time, and you know, he kind of talked to me and like, just come on down, just join the police department. And I was just like, you know what, all right. And I just came on down here.
So your friend was with us, Newport News PD?
Yep, he was an officer in North Precinct.
Here for a while?
He was here for about maybe a year or two years maybe.
And then he has a conversation with you and says, come on down.
Yeah, he was, so it really all started because back at home, we all worked for the same security company. And everybody had the same goals and aspiration as to, oh, we're going to do law enforcement or we're going to stick with executive protection. So for celebrities or just straight up do like security work in the city. But I think out of the group that we had, a good number of us had just a straightforward path with just going with law enforcement.
Wow.
So
and how many of you guys came at one time?
It was three of us that came down here.
Wow.
Jeez. We are our own best recruiters, aren't we?
We are our best.
Yeah. We know how to pick some people up and bring them with us.
You're right about that.
Shout out to Chandler. Chandler did that.
Shout out to Chandler.
Oh, are one of our finest recruiters. He and Watkins. And, of course, all our team of background investigators
right.
are tip-top.
Yes, sir.
Gosh, I don't know how they get that done, but they set that number. They make it happen.
Yeah. So let's back up a tad bit. So this is not your first law enforcement work, right? Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, so... Back in like 2017, I had started out really working in a gun store, and then I don't know, I just always loved shooting. So then I was just like, well, let me just branch off and dig into it deeper. So then I started doing armed security. I met up with a few guys, a friend named Darren back at home, and I started training with him with firearms and stuff like that. And then back at home, it's something called a Pennsylvania State Agent, which is basically an armed security guard, which is just certified through the state police. So you could do contracting work with Philly PD or whatever other security company out there. And then that's really how it started.
And so you provided protection for celebrities and such.
I was doing celebrities. I was doing party places. I was
a little of everything. Over.
Yep. Back a couple years ago when a riot in Luton happened back in Philadelphia, we were doing executive protection for NBC's 10 newscast people.
Mm-hmm.
We were with them while they were just out in the mix recording everything. And
Wow.
So I had fun. And I got a lot of experience doing it.
Probably met some interesting celebrities as well, I would say, correct?
Yeah.
We don't need to get into that, but you probably met.
Listen, we not out here trying to violate anybody's
privacy.
Yeah.
That's exactly.
We're not going to mess with that.
Yeah. And so did you do anything else in the law enforcement realm? Any corrections work or anything of that sort?
I never did no corrections work. However, right before I moved down here, I became a federal contractor for the federal police department. So I was working downtown Philly in some of our major federal buildings. So I was in like the federal courthouse for immigration, and then I was in our customs building.
Wow. Fascinating.
We have people from all walks. I continue to say that. You guys continue to shock and surprise me. I learn new stuff every day, I'm telling you.
Yep.
Wow. So you come down here. Mm-hmm. You decide to get with the Newport News Police Department. You go through training. Now you're out on the street. Are you enjoying it?
I'm loving it. I'm having fun with it. It's not as bad as they make it seem. Like, when you're in the academy, of course, they teach you, like, oh, don't go to this place, don't go to that place. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to go there. So
yeah.
I'm having fun. The citizens in the downtown area, I'm cool with them. They cool
amazing,
with me.
Amazing, right?
Yeah.
Amazing people. All over the city, but I've always had a soft spot for South Precinct. I love South Precinct.
I did have a ball down there.
Yeah.
I did. Had a great time.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but military was once on your mind.
Yeah, it was not law enforcement at all.
Right. So talk a little bit about that. I mean, because you diverted, really, and your path kind of changed.
Yeah, it did. So my father was in the Marine Corps. He went in before I was born, and he did some time in there, and then as I got older, you know, I was one of them kids was like, I want to be like my mom or my dad. Mm-hmm. And then I was just like, well, I'm gonna join the military, right? So I went to high school, I did Air Force ROTC, and then I did that for 4 years, and joining that kind of got me on the right path, right? So my instructor in Air Force ROTC, like, whipped me in shape. He was just like, nah, you need to do this. Like, I feel like you'll be great at this. So then, as I got out of high school, I went to college, Valley Forge Military College, which is a predominantly Army college. But once you graduate from there, you commission as a second lieutenant or whatever your choice of desire. And you go and enlist in whatever branch you decide to enlist in. But then after my second year of college, I was just like, nah, I'm not going. And I was just like, I'm going to just stick to firearms and
that's what
doing
you did.
Security. Yep. And then I was just like, you know what? I'm going to just do law enforcement.
So the interesting thing is, now you're a very humble person, because you said you enjoyed firearms. The bottom line is, you were so proficient, you became an instructor of firearms.
I did.
So tell us, how did that happen?
Okay, so back at home, I used to work at a firearm store called Surplus Army. It was in the Chester area of Philadelphia with a couple guys that I knew, the guy Darren that I mentioned that I trained with. I got with them guys and we flew out to Wisconsin. I think we flew out to Wisconsin and we went to the USCCA headquarters, and then we got our we took our qualifications, took some tests, and then we got our firearms instructors certification, and then flew it back home and then just start teaching people who wanted to learn about the basic fundamental of guns and just shooting handguns and how to properly shoot them, how to properly clear them, clean them.
Right.
It went as far as like teaching kids, moms, dads, even older people. So I just found the joy in that.
Wow. And you loved it?
I did. It was enjoyable to me. It was like a hobby.
And are you a firearms instructor with the department, or do you have aspirations of becoming a firearms?
Getting there.
You're getting there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got a couple of steps to get to first,
jump through some hoops
first.
That's
all right.
Yeah, that's on your radar.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Wow. And now, have you worked with Officer Handy? I haven't had the
pleasure. So I've had Officer Handy come work with me in Central Precinct on a couple of assignments in City Center, but we haven't worked together on the street yet. But we're getting there.
We're going to get there.
Yeah. You know, and you and I have seen each other in the 911 center.
All the time.
Yeah, because you come down there and chat them up, and they're very appreciative of that. You come visit, and that means the world to my team. So thank you so much for that. Now, you have other interests within the department, so tell us a little bit about your vision, your path. What do you eventually want to do?
Honestly, right now I'm just getting my feet wet and enjoying patrol level. Right now I'm literally having fun with it. Like, everybody always say, oh no, you need to figure out what you want to do, you need to figure out what you want to do, and me, I'm just moving at my own pace, right? I'm literally having a ball with doing patrol and interacting with the citizens. I feel like once you become up there, you take away time from the citizens, right? Depending on whatever role, sergeant, detective, whatever the case may be. But as of right now, I think my next two is either being with the HIP unit or doing some type of FTO work, becoming an FTO and helping newer officers coming in.
Right. HIP unit is High Impact Patrol, which are officers that specifically deal with issues in the community that are problematic.
Mm-hmm.
Car break-ins, maybe if we spot an area where we know drug dealers are and so forth and so on. It really is very focused, right? And an FTO is field training officer, which means you want to give back to those who gave to you.
Correct.
And I'm sure you had some great FTOs.
I had one FTO, and she was the best.
And she was amazing, right?
She was.
And she's left a lasting impression on you, I'm sure.
Yes.
As ours have done, correct, Melissa? You still fondly remember?
I had one come visit me at Central Precinct not too long ago.
No way.
Yes, Drackett is
who?
Has
led. Who did you just say?
Did I say it
Steve
right?
Steve Drackett came to visit you?
Drackett. You got to say it right.
Yeah. Drack.
He
All
did.
Right.
Him and, of course, I work with Shaw now. And then the lovely Deucey.
Deuce.
I had three amazing FTOs. And yes, they do leave a lasting impression, you know, those
relationships.
We have
a great training program.
So I think my class was the last class with to do, you know, you do half with an FTO on one shift and then the other half with another FTO on a different shift.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I had one FTO my whole shift.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The whole time.
No, and there's some value in that. You know, the three is a great way to get a plethora of different experiences on different shifts and all that. Mm-hmm. But there's some value in the one, that tight relationship that you wind up creating and getting to have. And then you wind up on the same shift as your FTO, from what I understand.
So she was on our shift, but she did big things and became a detective. She's still down in South, mm-hmm. but we're still really tight. So mm-hmm. anytime I call, I'd be like, hey, help me with this. And she'd be like, hey, I got you.
Yeah. Very and nice. Having that one FTO, field training officer, develops a very strong bond you go from having that teacher-student relationship to being partners,
mm-hmm.
right? Equivalents.
Yeah.
And that means a lot when you're out in the field, because there's a trust factor there that doesn't necessarily surface as quickly if it's a student-teacher relationship, but it develops over time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you want to give back. You want to do it too.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing more noble than giving back, right?
Right.
I think that's incredible. Good for you. Mm-hmm. So you work with some incredible people out there. You're very community-focused. You believe in serving the people of your precinct. That tells me you take ownership of the issues that are happening within your precinct.
Yes, sir.
Does it become personal sometimes when people commit crimes in your precinct and they hurt other people? Do you feel that personal connection to do the very best you can?
It do, especially when there's certain citizens that you'll just pull up and hop out on and just be like, let me talk to you today. And you constantly talk to them and you just ride by and be like, hey, I'm just checking on you today because I see you out here walking. Like, literally, this past week, the known frequent people who always out and about all week, because we had a hot week, mm-hmm. I just would just drive and be like, hey, here goes some water today.
Yeah.
And I felt like that made them happy.
Right. So you obviously you come from a family of service because your pops was in the Marine Corps, right? So it's built in your DNA, right? You didn't really much have a choice there. You watched, you know, the example that your public servant father, who served his nation, right, did. So you kind of grew up in that sense. That bottle of water that you give somebody during a hot summer day, man, I'm telling you right now, that means so much. It means something to me if I'm out there mowing my lawn, right?
Yeah.
So that's the kind of above and beyond you do. So you love it. That is incredible. Any aspirations down the road of maybe doing detective work or anything of that nature? Right now you love what you
just
do.
Just loving life right now.
And I'm just having fun with it.
So I guess that begs the question, how long you been with us now?
2 years.
2 years. No regrets whatsoever.
Not at all.
Now, Melissa, what kind of assignments did you work with you?
So we have an initiative in City Center with some of our citizens, our juvenile citizens that come and hang out in the City Center area on Saturdays. And we show up just to make sure that, you know, nothing goes awry. Hang out with them, sit and talk and
engage
just
them,
engage
chat them up.
Absolutely.
And that's one of the many initiatives
we
do.
We stay busy, don't we?
Yeah. I was out there last week or a week before maybe, and it was literally just chill vibes. The kids came up and was talking to
us. Great.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly how we want it.
You know what? You get what you give, right?
That's
right.
It's mutual respect regardless of age.
Yep.
Right? We all should respect one another. Matt, how are we doing on time, my friend?
We're doing well, doing well.
You got any questions for Officer Handy?
So tell us a little bit, if you could, Officer Handy, about some of the differences maybe in your work now versus, obviously, you had a lot of experience back in Philly with law enforcement, but what are some of the differences that you've seen since you moved down here?
One of the major differences that I see being here is the people in Virginia or Newport News are whole lot nicer than what they are back at home.
Oh my
goodness.
I will
definitely say that. I'm so serious. When I came down here, I had to get so used and comfortable to how people are down here. And it's like, you're telling me thank you?
So friendliness?
Yes, the friendliness. I love it down here.
Do you?
I do, because I feel like back at home, I got to be so like just on guard.
And are
I
you
just,
tense?
Yes, and I don't want to be like that every right. single day.
It's
you
that
know?
Southern charm.
Yeah. Now, you are originally from where, Melissa?
So I'm originally from Hawaii.
That's right.
But all of my family are very Southern, Louisiana and
North.
So
you kind of have that already in your...
Yes, that Southern charm.
Yeah, people are very friendly in Virginia. There's no doubt about that. So I guess we should ask you, Asia, what do you do in your personal... What do you do in your off time? Like, what do you do to decompress from work? Just kind of get away, let your hair down, so to speak.
I'll go home and play the game, or I'll go to... I'm like a... When I'm off of work, I'm literally like a to myself type of person, right? So I'll go grab my beach chair and just go sit at the beach by myself, listen to music, I'll play the game, or I'll go treat myself out to some dinner or something. Like, I'd rather just be by myself.
That's
I feel like I just deal with everybody. How I look at it is just like I'm being out there and I'm being a superhero and dealing with everybody else's stuff. So then when it's time for me to get off and do what I have to do, I just decompress and I just stay to myself.
Unplug. I hear you.
Yeah. Just take the files out. Sit on that.
That's a great way to unplug that thumb drive, if you will. I think that's wonderful. Yes. I mean, that's absolutely wonderful. Now, you also play a role in our department as far as peripherally doing other things, correct?
Correct.
And so tell us a little about those things.
So I am also a LGBTQ liaison officer. And it's pretty much just helping other officers and citizens understand the LGBTQ community a little bit more and how to provide help or understanding when it comes down to certain miscommunication or issues.
Understood. Very gratifying.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine you've met some incredibly nice people.
I have.
Virginians, probably. I'm sure, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure. That's amazing. Matt, where are we at on time? But I don't want to end this too soon. I'm enjoying the heck out of it.
No, whenever y'all want to do rapid fire, we can always test Officer Handy.
Oh, are you ready?
Oh, get boy,
a,
yeah.
Get a drink of water,
ahead,
Officer Handy.
She's on her feet, so I think she's all right. She'll be all right.
Let's see if she's quick.
We'll see how she does. You ready?
Well, I'm a little slow.
That's all right.
No, you're not. No, you are not.
All right. I'm ready.
I almost hit you with a comeback about the Eagles, but we're going to be nice.
Let's ask this question. Uh-oh. How passionate are you about the Eagles?
So I'm not going to lie, right? So as a kid, I grew up as a Steelers fan. I'm pretty sure my family back at home that's going to watch this, they're going to be like, you better not lie. I did grow up as a Steelers fan. I did love the Steelers.
Thank you, family, for keeping her honest.
However, you got to rep your home team by any means. And, and for some people who don't know, but Pittsburgh is in Pennsylvania, so it's like you got to go for one or the other. I feel like if it was the Steelers that went to the Super Bowl, everybody who votes for a Philly would have the same energy towards the Steelers.
There it is. Right. We looking for that. Right. Y'all got Jalen Hurts, but we looking for that. That's all right. Rapid question number one. You ready?
Go for it.
Okay. Oh, this is an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
Baked potato, mashed potato, or French fries?
French fries.
It did not take long. That didn't take you long at all.
The crispiness of them. What is?
Salt, pepper, ketchup.
On the simple.
Fries.
Yep. Salt, pepper. So no like over exaggeration of condiments. Just
nope. Salt, pepper,
vinegar,
ketchup.
Vinegar. You don't want a little vinegars. Okay. All right.
Salt, Melissa, ketchup. Let me guess you. Can I?
Listen, I think you're going to be surprised, but go ahead.
Mashed potatoes.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I love mashed potatoes.
Guess.
My wife makes good mashed potatoes.
Yes.
Yeah, she puts milk in her mashed potatoes.
I was going to say, I do the same.
Do you know?
I have a couple of secret weapons I put in my mashed potatoes.
Oh,
as you can see, I have a growing boy. I got to keep him fed.
Okay. All right, question number two. What is one personal item you couldn't live without?
As of right now, it's either my phone or my cat.
We have another cat person, you guys.
Yeah, I'm a cat person.
I don't know what to do with that.
I have one. So when I moved down here, right, my mom was like, you need to make some friends or you need an animal or something. And so, look, personal real quick. So when I first moved down here, I had buried my brother 2 days before, right? Oh. Wow. And so I was going through like a depression phase.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need an animal. And so I had got a cat. And my cat been holding me down for the last 2 years.
You're wonderful, right?
That's my guy right there.
That's
yeah,
my
what's
guy.
Your cat's name?
Ted.
Perfect. I got Buster and Quincy. I got two. They're amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, if the house is empty, it's not because they're there. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
It's a beautiful thing. Dog people don't understand.
They will never.
Dog people don't understand. No disrespect to dogs.
Wow.
But they just don't understand us.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Question number three, Melissa.
Wait. But what? The cat thing, I can't with the cat thing. They're just not of this
they're
realm.
They're beautiful creatures.
It's like they've got 1 foot in and 1 foot out at the same time. I can't do it.
Well, I just feel like my cat is a sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he listens. He talks to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He waits for me at the door when I come home, when I'm leaving out. I feel like that's my guy right there. Right.
Ted is perfect.
I'm going to let you have it.
All right.
Ted sounds like a good cat, I guess. Okay. Number three.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like this one. Dine in or take out?
Dine in.
Dine in?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we both went with, right, Melissa, when we were asking?
I don't. It changes for me.
Yeah, it does.
Depending on how much of a social battery I have
I would
left.
Like to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because if I've been working all day, I may want to sit there. But if not, it's like wrap it up.
It just depends on the moment.
Let me take it home.
Yeah, I love going out with my wife, just she and I. Our kids too, but you know, our family, don't get me wrong, my mom and dad and
yes.
all that, but when just her and I love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it. All right, so what is your biggest pet peeve? Something that just
It depends on what we're talking about.
Are there that many?
Oh my goodness.
I don't like when people just be loud.
Ooh.
Just being loud.
Like obnoxiously loud, you mean?
Yes. Like if I'm sitting right here talking to you, why you gotta scream? I'm sitting right next
Listen,
to you.
Listen, what about people who are walking through the store with their cell phone on speaker?
Oh, God.
Yelling out loud.
You guys, I feel like you both hate me for real.
Oh, no. I'm not saying that.
I can be very loud and obnoxious, and I've always got my earpieces in while.
Well, but
I'm
Melissa,
sorry. I have to multitask.
You know,
though.
That wasn't towards you.
I've never known you to be loud.
Listen.
Me either. Yeah. The times I've been around you,
no.
I've never known you to
My
be loud.
My family is watching this, and they are like, oh, they're being so sweet to her.
I can't imagine.
I'm very loud, yes. That's the
Okay, but lovely.
Oh, I'll
you
take
go.
It.
All right. Question number five. Melissa, I think this one's yours.
Okay. What is your idea of a perfect day?
Getting some food and just getting some rest.
Oof.
Rest. In our line of work,
what is
well needed?
Rest is king, I'm telling you.
It's well needed. It'd be times where I'll just have a day and I will go home, put my phone on, do not disturb, and I will sleep the whole entire night until it's time for me to get up.
And then you come back to work.
Yep.
And come back to work and love it again.
Yep.
Do it all over again. It's essential. We have to take care of ourselves because we will do our 40 hours and then have those 3 days off and still be trying to run. No, you got to stop. Yeah. You got to replug.
And some of those 3 days off entail overtime.
If you get
they
your
do.
3 days off.
You
if,
know what I mean?
If you get your 3 days off, we do. Yeah. We run, man. I agree with that.
And we have other jobs too, the secondary employment jobs. But we do it with love, right? Because we
like
know that
city.
There's purpose.
We love these citizens.
Yeah, the city is great to. The city is a great employer.
Yeah.
In my book, anyways, I've been doing it 35 years, and you know that I could have left in 25, and I didn't. I'm still here. That kind of is a testament to the city. It's a great place.
I agree.
Yeah. Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming.
I appreciate you guys having me. That really meant a lot. I read the email like what?
Yeah.
So I appreciate the extended invitation. You know, for everybody who set this whole thing up.
We appreciate you. Yeah. You know, you and I met in the academy, right? I think I instructed one of your classes. Mm-hmm. And I knew just from the brief conversations between you and I in the hallway and all, and maybe in the classroom as well. Maybe we shouldn't have been talking, but yeah. We were talking in the classroom, right? Oh, that's right. I was teaching the class. I can do that.
You can do that.
You are a genuine person. Like, you are just the real deal. You come to work every day, not because you have to, mm-hmm. but because you care about human beings, the human race. You know what I mean? Like,
I appreciate
everybody.
That.
And that is the kind of people that our department, you know, if you're watching out there, that is the kind of people that our department seeks, mm-hmm. is people who have a genuine interest in other people's well-being and have the ability to engage them in a way that shows them and demonstrates we care. And I think you're a shining example of that. And, you know, I won't be here one day, right? And I want you to know that.
Yes, sir. And I appreciate you for that. And to your big step coming up, I appreciate that and everything you did. You've helped me out on a couple calls before.
Yeah.
Helped me out speaking Spanish and I didn't even know.
Yeah. Listen, well, that's a jack of all trades right there.
Yes.
And a master of none. And a master of none. So, but thank you. And Melissa, good for you that you've had the joy of working with her already.
Yeah. We're going to work on the street one day.
I was going to say, I can't wait to see what you do. I feel like you're going to be here for a while. You've embedded yourself.
So that means a lot. Thank you.
I can't wait to see.
You have the right attitude, mm-hmm. and that's 90% of the battle right there. Is having that positive way about you when you come into work, no matter what circumstances are thrown in front of you. And I think you got that. I think you got that magic. So, Melissa, where are we at? I mean, we are all over the place.
Listen, all of the places: Spotify, Apple, iTunes, everywhere. I don't think we're on iTunes.
Yeah, and listen, interestingly enough, talked to a friend of mine recently. He listens to our podcast in the beautiful state of Alaska.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah, and I have another friend that listens to the podcast in Greece.
Oh.
Yeah, is that wild?
YouTube, like us.
Yeah.
See us everywhere. We're all over
Absolutely.
The place. Clearly, we're all over the place.
Thanks for hanging around with us for another episode of Running Code. Cheers, everyone.